Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're just so grateful to be in the service of the Lord once again. Today is Tuesday. It is the ninth day of June, 2020. We're here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are a circle of friends. We know a friend who's closer than a brother. That is Jesus Christ himself. We know that the Lord is in this place. He's in us now. He's taking us from faith to faith and glory to glory. It's in him we live, move, and have our being. And we're just so thankful that God continues to show himself large and mighty. And I say, what a mighty God we serve. He's everything to us. He takes us to the places where we need to go. He protects us. He keeps us. He heals us, delivers us. He makes a way for us. And so we're grateful for all of those things and more that the Lord is doing. He is drawing us to himself as we draw nigh to him. He draws nigh to us. So that's why we seek his face. We seek him daily. We seek him while he may be found, and we call upon him while he is yet near. So we are grateful for each and every one who has joined us already today, and those who will be here later, those who have been here down through the years, those who will come as a place of refuge. This is a place where we can come and serve the Lord. We can get our prayers answered. We're just grateful that we are in unity. There's a spirit of one accord here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, and that's the reason why we see God moving so mightily and so quickly. Many times before we even call, the Lord answers, that we're trusting in his word. So, Lord God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for you being our God, you being our keeper, you being our healer, you're our deliverer, you're our way maker, you're our all in all, and in you we live, move, and have our being. We're grateful that you're sovereign, Lord. You have no respect of person. What you have done for one, we know that you can and will do it for another. We're thanking you, God, because we know that in the midst of the storm, we can speak and we say like Jesus did, peace be still. And so, Lord, today we say peace be still to the storm that is raging across the world, around the nation, in our cities, in our states, in our homes, Lord. We know, Father, today that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And so we're thanking you, Lord, for the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. And we know that you keep us in perfect peace as our minds are stayed on thee, O God. We're thanking you for what Jesus did on the cross. He died. He gave his life for us so that we could have life and life more abundantly. So we're grateful for that this morning. And because of what Jesus did, we are able to prepare for eternity and look forward to that day when you tell us, well done, thou good and faithful servant, and we will enter into our rest with you, O Lord. And so we're grateful for what Jesus did in healing the sick, raising the dead, and opening up blinded eyes, unstopping deaf ears, causing the dumb to speak, O Lord. We thank you for that. Jesus fed 5,000 people and more, Lord. We thank you for that today. And in this day and age, we know that we can trust him to do the same thing, because we know that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And also, Lord, we're thanking you for the Holy Ghost. I say, Holy Ghost, have your way in this place. We know it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord. So we say, Spirit of the living God, continue to lead us, guide us, teach us, help us to know all things through the word of God and through the Holy Spirit. We know that the word of God is so important. It is the bread for our souls, and we're glad today, O God, because we continue to sup of your word, O God, and we're strengthened by your words. We're grateful for that this morning. Now, Father, I pray for each and every person who has come to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. Lord, different ones of us have different things that are going on in our lives, and I pray, God, today that you bless each one, O God, name by name. Each and every circumstance, each and every situation, you move mightily, O God. For whatever it is that we need, we know that we can trust you, Lord. We know, Father, today that there is a healing that is needed in somebody's body today, O God. And we're thanking you for that healing by the stripes of Jesus. And, Lord, we know that if we call on you, you answer, God. And we're grateful, Lord, that we are in agreement with you
We're in agreement with your word, and we're thanking you, Father, for a deliverance in our bodies, oh God. There are those, oh God, who may have high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, scoliosis, oh God, multiple sclerosis, oh God. Somebody may have an arthritic condition, and we're believing you to heal the arthritis, oh God. And we're thanking you, Father, for that this morning. You take away the swelling and the joints, oh God, and you remove it, oh God, so that there will not be pain, Lord. So we're thanking you, Father, for that. Those who may have issues in their bloodstream, oh God, we know, Father, today that you heal the bloodstream, and we ask you, Father, to heal everything that may be in the bloodstream right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Somebody may have heart trouble, oh God, so we're thanking you for the healing of the heart today, oh God. Someone may have had a stroke, Lord. Glad, Lord, that you heal some of the people who may be in our families, oh God, who need healing today, oh God. So we're believing, Father, that you're healing this morning in the name of Jesus, my God, my God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, there are those who may have issues with sinus conditions, oh God, and headaches, oh God, and different kinds of cancer of the brain, cancer of the lungs, cancer of the lymph nodes, oh God, and breast cancer, prostate cancer, oh God, and there are those, oh God, who may have cancer of the skin. And we're believing, Lord, that you heal each and every cell, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God, my God. Oh, yes, Lord, we pray for the little babies today, oh God, who need healing. There are those babies who were born prematurely, oh God, and we know, Father, that you can heal those little bodies, oh God, and help them to develop properly, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the miraculous this morning, oh God. You are a miracle-working God. And Lord, we pray for each and every one who may be dealing with something that may be going on in their feet. There are those who may have gout, oh God, and you can heal the feet, God, and we're grateful, Lord, today that you just bless, Lord, and deliver, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, we thank you that you're opening up those blinded eyes this morning, as Jesus did many years ago when he was here on the earth, oh God, the natural eyes, the spiritual eyes, oh God. Open up our hearts to you, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we pray for those who are schizophrenic this morning, oh God, those who are bipolar, Lord Jesus, those who are so depressed, oh God, they don't feel like they want to live, Lord. So we pray, God, today and loose the spirit of life in Jesus Christ, oh God, and bind up the spirit of death this morning. Bind up the demon of suicide, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I decree that we shall live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord in the land of the living. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for that. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God, because you are the strong deliverer, oh God. And Lord, even in our families, we know that our families need Jesus. So we pray for the spirit of salvation and loose it right now and bind up the spirit of the Antichrist, oh God. In the name of Jesus, make la shake every demonic spirit, oh God, that is trying to keep hold of our family members, oh God. Even the spirits that have been let out there, oh God, because the witches, the warlocks, and the wizards are using their powers, oh God. We do know that they have some limited power, oh God, but we have the power, Lord, to tread on the serpents or on scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us, oh God. So we pray, God, today for the spells to be broken, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus, so our family members can be released, oh God, and come to Jesus Christ and ask for forgiveness, oh God. Become a part of the body of Christ, oh God, and prepare for eternity, oh God, to live and reign with you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In fact, Lord, we pray that the witches, warlocks, and the wizards will make that decision for Jesus Christ. Those who are serving Buddha, those who are serving God, they cannot do anything, oh God. Those who are serving Muhammad, oh God, and all these other religions, oh God, who do not believe that you exist, Lord. Those who have a stony heart, we know, Father, that you can change those hearts to hearts of flesh, oh God. So we're believing and thanking you for that right now. In the name of Jesus, my God, we praise you, Father. We glorify your name, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that people are being drawn right now. They're heeding the clarion call today, oh God, to bring their lives in touch with you, oh God, in subjection to you, oh God, and let Jesus be their Lord and Savior, Lord, this morning in the name of Jesus. We do realize that there are multitudes in the valley of decision, oh God, that they will begin to make that decision for Jesus Christ today. We know that the harvest is plentiful, the labors are few, but the Lord of the harvest has brought us as harvesters, of God, to bring about change in the world where we live, that many people will come and receive Jesus as their Lord, their Savior, and their King in the name of Jesus, my God. We thank you. My Lord, I pray for the little children who are in these homes, oh God, that are being abused in various ways, oh God. Some of them are being beaten, some are being slapped around, some are being verbally abused, oh God, sexually abused, oh Father. In the name of Jesus, my God, I pray for these little innocent ones. They're those who are not even able to walk yet, not having learned to walk yet, or being molested, Lord. We bind up that demon of molestation, and we pray, Father, today that those, oh God, who are molesting our children, oh God, that they will stop this, oh God, and come to the knowledge of the truth and receive Jesus, Lord, and help these little children, oh God, to know you, Father, to protect them, oh God. We pray for protection of our little children this morning, oh God, and those who are out there harming them, oh God, if those people would not change their way, oh God, help them to be caught, oh God. We pray, God, today that they will be revealed, Lord, that they will no longer be able to hide behind the closed doors, oh God, and do these heinous crimes against our children in the name of Jesus. Their parents that are so angry and mean, oh God, because of their mate, oh God, not doing what they want them to do, and they're taking it out on the kids, Lord. We pray for the healing of these babies, oh God, healing of the teenagers, healing of the young ones, oh God, that you heal them and deliver them and help them, oh God, to know that you're there, Lord. We pray for their comfort right now in the name of Jesus, my God. We praise you, oh God. We magnify you, God, because you're the one, oh God, who is doing the work in these families, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, and we bless your holy and your righteous name, oh God. So we thank you for the healing across this land, oh God. We need healing in our nation, Lord. Oh, my God, there's so much hatred, oh God, so much bigotry, oh God, and prejudice, oh God, and people who are just angry, Lord. We pray, God, today that you heal this land, oh God. Hallelujah. My God, we know that the people of God must come to you, oh God. We must humble ourselves. We must pray and fast and do those things, oh God, to overcome the enemy, oh God. Yes, Lord Jesus, my God, we just pray, God, today for peace in this nation, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, my God, we know that we can look to you, Lord, no matter what. Oh, yes, Lord, we can look to you for the answers, Lord. So we're believing, God, that you give the answers to whatever is going on today, Lord. We pray that nobody else will lose their lives at the hand of policemen, oh God, or people who are just mean, oh God. It's not always the policemen, oh God, who are killing the people, oh God. So we bind up the demon of murder, oh God, the Cain spirit. In the name of Jesus, make la shaita makoko la shata makita. My God, I pray for peace, oh God. We need peace. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, for each and every household, oh God. There are homes, oh God, where there's no peace, oh God. There are homes, oh God, where there's bickering and fighting and all kinds of mean things being said one to another. And so, Lord, this many times this is spilling over into the streets, oh God. So we pray, Lord, for the peace of God in the name of Jesus to just help our nation, oh Father, in the name of Jesus. Those who would have bad intentions, oh God. I know, Father, today somebody may need to have a Damascus Road experience, oh God, so that they can change their ways, oh God. So we're believing, oh God, that you do some work this morning, some special things this morning, Lord. In the name of Jesus, no more blood in the street, oh God. No more blood let in the street today, Father. In the name of Jesus, my God, oh Lord, we know that you can help, you can heal, you can deliver, heal the hurt and the pain that many are experiencing, oh God, and help us to know the right direction to go in, oh God. Help us all to be on that road, oh God, that leads to you, oh God, that narrow road, oh God, that we will not end up on that wide road that leads to destruction. There are many people on that wide road that is leading to destruction, but we'll be believing for deliverance, for healing, for you to move this day, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. In the name of Jesus, we say hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Now, this morning, I want us to hear clearly what I'm about to say. because we want to follow what I'm asking us to do. So I'm going to ask us to come in and give God praise. We do not want to petition the Lord right now because we know that he deserves the praises. So we're going to lift our voices to praise the Lord. Every person who's here, I know that you can praise the Lord and give him honor. So let everybody come in right now and begin to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. No petitions.
Yes, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We give you
praise,
right now, in the name of Jesus.
We praise you right now, God. We praise you for who you are. You are our provider. You are the one that we
praise, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory to you. Praise your name,
God. We know that you're
right now, Lord God. Praise
you
this morning, Lord God. And the praise of
Lord God,
you are the way, the truth, and the life, and we thank you as we praise you this morning. We praise you right now, Lord God, for the rising of the sun. We thank you right now, Lord God, that you have removed all the darkness. And we just praise you this morning, Lord God, that you broke every chain and every shackle. We praise you this morning because you woke us up this morning. We praise you because you breathe the breath of life into our nostrils. We praise you this morning because you're pouring out your spirit. We thank you this morning, Lord God, as we praise you, knowing that you are drawing on the least and the lost and the last. This morning, we praise you right now as you calm the storm this morning. We just praise your holy name. We bless your name today. We say hallelujah to the Lamb of God, the one that's worthy to be praised this morning. God sent his one and only Son. And we, Lord God, we know that God, he will set a table before us in the presence of our enemies. So we thank you for that this morning, God. We praise you for that this morning. All praises belong to you because you are the only one that is worthy of the praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you for that we can praise you this morning. We thank you that we can open up our mouths and tell you thank you that you kept us safe right now, Lord God. And you told us in our right mind this morning. And we just thank you, Lord God. You just want us to open up our mouth and our heart to receive you right now. So we praise you this morning. Yes, Lord, we praise you right now. We praise you for the help that you're providing for us this morning. You are our helper, and we thank you. You are our shield and our buckler. And we thank you right now, Lord God, for your protection this morning, for provision this morning, Lord God. Thank you that peace will be still this morning. In the name of Jesus, thank you for your joy this morning. Thank you for loving us this morning. That's why we praise your holy name. Praise him out loud this morning. And he inhabits the praises of his people. And we are all his people. People all over this world, we belong to him. And we just praise you for that right now. Father, we just praise you this morning. Knowing that souls are going to come to you right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. Your name. We praise you for healing, for wholeness in the name of Jesus. We praise you right now, Lord God, that you pull down all those strongholds already right now. Lord God, we just know that you are delivering.
In the name
Father,
of
this morning, you're drawing them to you right now, Lord God. Father, we just praise your name. We praise you for the victory this morning. We praise you for all things that's great and mighty and powerful that you have done. And only you can do it, and we thank you for that this morning. We will praise you this morning, God. We will praise you. We will praise you. We will continue to praise you. Hallelujah. You will not stop us from praising you. And we lift up our blessings this morning. Good morning, God. We will praise you. We will praise you. We will praise you right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. We will praise you till we're hoarse right now. But we will praise your name. We will bless your name today. The living God that we can come to, turn to. The only one that can turn darkness to light. The only one that can deliver us. The one that can save us right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. You sent Jesus. We're having breakfast with God this morning, and we thank you right now. We praise you right now. We praise you right now for the fresh anointing this morning. We bless your name this morning, We thank you for what you're doing for us today. You provide us. Thank you for food, clothing, and shelter on us. You can provide. You're touching the hearts of people right now, Lord God. And you're turning our hearts to you. Praying for families and husbands and wives and children, Lord God. We're praying for protection over our youth right now, Lord God. And we praise you for that right now, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. We know, Lord God, that you're turning everything around for our good. So that's why we praise you in the morning, God. We rise up in the morning to praise you, to offer our praises to you, Lord God. We offer them to you right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, that's all we have today is praises for you right now, God. Just to bless your name. Praise the Lord at all times. And the praises should continue to be on all of our lives. He's going to love us all today. So let us continue to praise him. He's no respect to a person. He loves us all the same. So continue to praise him. Continue to praise him. He's going to always bless us. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you this morning, Lord God. You're keeping us all in perfect. In the name of Jesus, we will praise your name today. We will praise your name and bless your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's praise your name. Only you get the praise. Not a human being, but you, God. We praise you. Praise you for your son, Jesus. Holy is the Lamb of God. You sent Jesus into this world not to condemn us, but to deliver us and set us free. And we know today, Lord God, that you're setting people free. In the name of Jesus. Father, please, we just thank you. We praise you this morning. We will praise you all day.
There is no So we thank you, God, and we praise you once again in the name of Jesus, Lord, for your glorious word, Lord God. You alone are worthy, you alone are worthy, Lord. Holy, of the honor, the glory, and the praise, Lord God. We come to magnify and exalt your name, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Ah, yes, Lord God. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Yes, Lord. The will of Lord God. Yes, God. To your way, O Lord. Yes, I know, God.
Thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God.
Yes, God.
We praise you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah. Yes. Above every name. Every knee is bowed. Hallelujah. We serve you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise you.
Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the kind you'll see. Ebo Shatta. That's the
kind.
God.
Hallelujah. You teach your hands to work.
The words of God. Out of his glory and the praise of God. Yes, Lord. Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you for the strength and I call you see evil your side. Praise you, the name of Jesus, God. All the praises belong to you, Lord God. Inhabit our praise, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Fullness
yes,
of the
God.
God.
We praise
and
you.
Life.
Blown and worthy
the Christ
of the
God.
Honor, glory, and the praise. Thank in the name of Jesus. In the name of Lord God. Name, hallelujah. Evil shine on our God. Above every name.
Glory.
What a wonderful name it is. Hallelujah. Evil shine on our God. Wonderful name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. Wonderful name it is. Name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Lord. We praise you and we adore you. Praise you and we adore you. In the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. And we praise you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Evil see you. Hallelujah. Yes, Abakan, you'll see you. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless your holy name.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. One creator, one We have won and we bless you. We bless you, Savior, our Lord, our God, our Maker, Savior, that you destroy the evil one of us.
God, we praise you.
Oh, Lord, our God,
we magnify thy name, God.
We bless you, Lord,
worthy.
Our God, at the grave of empty,
Lord.
God.
We alone the words of Yahweh.
Glory
and the praise, God. Like on to the Nana Kajusi. Exact truth. Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
We are seeking for our God.
Hallelujah.
resurrect our souls, resurrect our minds. God, in the name of resurrect the flesh, Lord God. All of us, you put in a clear in the land of the living, and you heal us, oh God. We pray for one another to love one another, to be instructed and helped by our will.
Hallelujah.
Find the self in the world. Great to do these things, Lord.
The name that's above every name, but how do you see?
My soul shall make a boast of
thee.
I will magnify the Lord.
Our adoration and adoration. God, rise, O God,
as we enter
the crescendo, O Lord, I pray the
crescendo.
Praise the
taking care of every one of our needs. In the book of Psalms, chapter 22 and verse number 3, it says, "But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel." And we know that if he did it for Israel, he does it for us. He's doing it in this day and in this age. He is the one who we can depend on each and every day, all through the day. And then in the book of Isaiah, chapter 42 and verse 10, it says, "Sing unto the Lord a new song and his praise from the end of the earth. Ye that go down to the sea and all that is therein, the isles and the inhabitants thereof." And so we just give the Lord praise this morning, because we know that we can trust in him. And as we look at the scripture for the week, it's in the book of Psalm 121. And I'm going to read verses 1 through 8. It says, "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He would not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore."
Amen.
And to know that David, my God, David trusted in the Lord, and he knew that he could lift up his eyes to the hills. And we realize that wherever we are, no matter where we are in this world, many times we are exposed to danger more than we are aware of. And so many times we pray and say, "Lord, protect us from danger seen and unseen." And we know the Lord is right there. And we know that God is there to help us. He's there to protect us. And so this chapter encourages us to rest ourselves, and our confidence should be in the God of our salvation. And by faith, we are to put ourselves under his protection and commit ourselves to his care, because he is there all the time. When you're in the midst of a storm, the Lord is right there. David assured himself of the help that God is there to give. You know, God was there with David in the midst of all the things that he did. There were so many different places that David was, and so many things that he did. In the beginning of his life, he was a shepherd of the sheep, and the Lord was right there to help him in the time of trouble. God was there to help him when the enemy came even to take his sheep. David was able to overcome the bear and the lion. And so if God was there with David, don't you know he's here with us right now? We can lift up our eyes to him, look into the hills, because we cannot rely on men and women to do the things that we need done in our lives. We know that God uses people to help us. Ultimately, God is the one who we depend on. He's the one that we lift up our eyes to, lifting up our eyes to the hills, because we know that he is the one that will never turn his back on us. We know that our help comes from the Lord. He is the one who has all the power. He is a good God. And we're thanking God even for his grace today. And we can expect the best from him at all times. We can expect him to take us to places that we may not even thought that we could go. He can heal every one of our bodies. Yes, he can. By the stripes of Jesus, we know that we are healed. And we know that he is the one who is all sufficient. He's almighty. He's there for you. He's there for me, no matter what city, no matter what state, no matter what country. If you're on the ocean, you may be in the valley. You could be anywhere, on a river somewhere, on the mountaintop. But the Lord God Almighty is right there. We know that there's, the enemy is out there, and he's doing his business. He's doing what he was supposed to do. And we know that God has put us here to do what we're supposed to do, and that is to pray. That is to believe.
that is to be encouraged by his word to help one another. And that's one reason why we come here to prayer, praise, and deliverance ministry, so that we can encourage one another, so that we can pray one for another. Many of us are at different places and times in our lives, and we are attending various churches around the nation, around the world, but the Lord God Almighty is there with you. So you lift up your eyes, lift up your voice to the King, praise him. You know, praising God is as we lift our eyes to him, as we look to him for the answers, as we look to him to give us that rest, to give us that peace in the midst of the storm. When the storm is raging, I thank God for what Jesus did. When he was sleeping on the boat and the disciples came and woke him up and he just spoke to the wind and the waves and they ceased. And so we trust the Lord, trust his word, that as we speak to the storm of life, the storms of life that may be coming at any time, we can speak and say, peace, be still, and just rest in the Lord. Rest in him.
Amen.
Because he is our God. He is the one. He is the one and only wise God. I tell you, it is so beautiful to know that God is right there in the midst of everything. When it feels like that you are going down in your spirit, when your spirit man may be getting a little discombobulated and you feel so sad and feel so down and out, just lift up your eyes to the hills and begin to thank the Lord. Begin to thank him for just delivering you. Thank him that he is right there with you. When everybody else may be asleep or somebody may be gone somewhere and you can't get a hold of them, there are times you may call somebody or I might call somebody and they don't answer the phone and I really need to talk to them. And we know that God is the one we can talk to at all times. So we're trusting in the Lord because we're looking to the hills from whence cometh our help. Our help is coming from the Lord each and every single day. He would not allow us to fall down and not be able to get back up. He kept Israel, and he will not slumber. He is not going to fall asleep. You know, we as human beings, we have to take some time to rest. We fall asleep and not able to answer calls when people call us. But God is never going to sleep. He's never going to slumber. He's always, his ear is always attentive to our voices. He is hearing everyone call. He's hearing everyone speak out and ask him to help. And so we're trusting in the Lord every single day as David speaks, that God was his helper. God was there for David, and he is there for us today. So we must be encouraged that we must have confidence in the Lord who made heaven and earth. God spoke, and heaven and earth came into existence. All he had to do is speak it. And so that's the important thing for us to remember, that when we pray, we speak his word. We pray his word. That is what makes the difference in every single prayer, is praying the word of God. Because his word will not go out and return to him void. It will accomplish that which he sent it to do. So we're going to keep the prayers going. We're going to keep the faith in the Lord. We're not going to be down and out. You know, sometimes things are overwhelming in our lives. It may seem like one thing is happening and then something else happens, but we are trusting in the Lord. You know, give it all to the Lord because he is our helper. He is our keeper. He's our way maker. He's our deliverer. He's our healer. He is the one who gives us peace. My Lord Jesus, I thank the Lord today for the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. And so he says that he keeps us in perfect peace, the minds that are stayed on him. So we're going to keep our minds on the Lord, and we're thanking God that we're going to be comforted when we're going through those difficult times, when we're in danger. God is right there, you know. He will take care of you. He will protect you. You could be driving down the street and then in a position where somebody may be about to run into your vehicle, but the Lord will stop your car. Something could happen. He may cause you to turn in a different direction to avoid that danger that you did not know was there. And I thank God. And speaking of danger, I remember there are different times, you know, when I'm jogging and, you know, if I'm looking around and being aware of everything. But I remember this one time when I was in Seattle, Washington, and I was jogging down the road, and as I was about to cross a street. Well, before I got to that street, I stumbled just a little bit, and I had to stop briefly. And as I got to the corner, there was a car that came and just turned. It didn't even seem like it saw me. But the mm-hmm. Lord had stopped me earlier so that I would not be in the intersection when mm-hmm. that car got there. So, you know, there are times when you don't understand why things may be happening and why there may be a delay in your life or may be a delay in something. Even when you're leaving the house, there may be a delay because there's something that God wants you to avoid. So we're mm-hmm. trusting in the Lord at all times. And I give him praise for all the things that he's doing, all the things he has done. You know, when you look back over your life and you think about all the things that God has brought you through, all the dangers that you even knew about, there are dangers we knew about that we know that God did protect us. So, in fact, there's somebody on the line. I want you to give your testimony this morning, Sister Mary. I would like for you to share what God did for you if you're still here on the line. If you could just share that, what you told me about what happened at your house. Can you share that this morning?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
On last Wednesday, I was in prayer on the telephone, as a matter of fact, and I had, seemed like I smelled gas, and it wasn't for sure. So I went outside the house. I came back in the house, and then Lord led me to open the furnace door to the furnace, and when I opened it, I smelled gas, and truly it was gas seeping out. I did not know. I had, it must have been seeping for a couple of days because I was falling asleep in the middle of the day, and I'm going like, I don't normally fall asleep. But at that time of prayer and giving God honor and thanking God and interceding on behalf of others, God led me to that door to smell that gas and to find out it was truly gas that was seeping out in my house. And I immediately called, the emergency services, and God was there. He was there. It was just a mighty, God, it's just so good to just, quicken my thinking and sharpen my nose so that I could smell it, and it was indeed gas. Because there were so many smells out in the house, I didn't really know. But I just thank God for being right there, right on time. Amen.
Amen, amen. Let's give God praise amen. This morning for that testimony. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Let's just thank the Lord. My God. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Mary, for sharing that with us. And I know many of us have other testimonies of what God has done to protect us and from dangers, seen and unseen. And so we're putting our eyes on the Lord, looking to the hills from whence cometh our help. And we know God is our helper. He's our keeper. He's our everything. And so I just love each and every one of you for what you do here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. I thank God for Sister Marie on last week as she stepped in and helped out with the line, Apostle Horsley, and our Pastor Scholastica, how you just faithfully come and do the work here. And each and every one who comes and just prays, and praises the Lord. We praise God, we pray, and my God, God does wonderful things for all of us. So I thank you for being here, and thank you for your gifts of financial support that you're sending in. And each time I just believe that God will continue to multiply your seed at least 1,000 times. I just speak that into the atmosphere, that God will increase your seed at least 1,000 times more. As he speaks of in Deuteronomy 1 and 11, you can read that verse and see what that says. And so we thank the Lord for your diligence to continue to come here and do the will of the Father. And we pray that as you go through this day, that you will enjoy it. I know where I am, it is extremely hot, and I am blessed to be in the place where it's heat, because I love to enjoy the heat. So thank God for that. And wherever you are, I hope that you're enjoying your life. No matter what is going on outside of our homes, we can still enjoy life. So I thank the Lord for that. And don't be so depressed that you get down and out and feeling bad about what's going on. Just trust in the Lord. Look to the hills. Look to the Lord right now. Look to him, yes, and you will see wonderful things happening in your life. So as we go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That's the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. I pray that you will come back tomorrow and bring somebody with you. Let somebody know what we're doing here. Just let them know they can listen in and even pray or give a testimony or tell us something that God is doing. If you know someone who may be up in this time of the day, just call them and let them know to join us at this hour. I love you. May the favor of God and man be with you everywhere you go. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, 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 amen.
Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and everyone who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961#. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.